Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? This your boy Kaz. Welcome to Sin City Radio. Y'all know how we do it on the Wednesdays. Kick back, have a little fun, relax. Got my main man, Father Time, with me. Father Time, what's happening with your brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Oh, man, you know how we do it, networking politics. We do it every motherfucking weekend. But check this out, man. We're going to have a little fun tonight. Because tonight we got a special guest in the house. We got my girl, Ms. Dalla Williams from... And make sure I say it right, Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. Ms. Della, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I would let everyone know that I also got my brother, the infamous, the godfather of the exotic world, Mr. Body, on the line also.
How you doing, lady?
What's his name again?
My name is Mr. Body.
Mr. Body.
Mr.
Okay.
Body.
I ain't even ask how he got that name. I just know he probably doing his
thing. I was born with it.
So what's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
Man, everything's good, brother. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Glad to have both of y'all on the show, man. Like I said, I've been hollering at Della, man. I've been seeing what y'all's doing. I'm like, okay, look, I got to get them on the show, man. So, you know, I guess first question is, man, how did y'all come up with this?
Well, first of all, you want to go first, Della?
How did we come up with what? What exactly you're asking?
Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. I mean, well, you know what? Before we even ask that, for a lot of people who don't know, you know what I'm saying, if everybody been under a rock and they don't understand what it is, give us a little history on the Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. What exactly is it that y'all do?
Well, Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment is myself and my dolls, which is also my family. Delicious is also my rad name. So I put it out there. I'm a rough rider, proud of it. Yes, you know. But I came to my brother. I came to Body one day, and we were just discussing it. And I said, I was thinking about throwing my head into the exotic world. So I'm a promoter of exotic shows. And he was like, Dolly, you could have been doing this, along with other people that I have been doing for numerous years. Me and Body go back almost 20 years in this. So I just felt like it was my time. So basically that's where it came from.
Okay. Now, okay, I got to ask. Now, Mr. Body, now, I mean – You do dance, right? You do the exotic dancing, right? Body still with us?
Did we lose him?
Yeah,
we lost him.
Yeah, looks like we lost him. Well, hopefully they call right back.
Yeah, I had a couple questions.
Yeah, I
need some shit answered.
Right. Hopefully they call right back.
Right. But, you know, as they say, show must go on.
Right, meantime,
we got a lot of people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. For people listening on the internet, if you want to talk live, the number is 646-727-1283. Push one, and we'll bring you in. You heard me? That sounded sexy, man. Damn.
Yeah, if you say so. Well, I think we got them back. Ms. Della, you with us again?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ain't no problem.
I'm
no
back.
Problem.
I'm back. My phone is blowing up like you all, so I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's what's happening. Now, I was trying. Is Mr. Box still with us, too?
I'm here, bro. I'm right here with you.
All right, man, I got to ask. See, man, right now I still got my winter body. I ain't got the summer body yet. But, I mean, initially, man, I mean, to just, like, okay, this is what I'm finna do. I'm finna just bear it all, break down, and do the damn thing. Man, what kind of frame of mind do you got to be in to get in there to just be like, fuck it, I'm finna just have some fun with it?
First of all, you got to have dedication within yourself and pride within yourself to do it. It's not a thing that you do if you don't have confidence within yourself. You got to definitely have confidence within yourself and able to block anything and everybody out in order to do this.
Man, okay, I'm feeling you. Because, I mean, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, I look in the mirror and be like, all right. But, man, I don't even think I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be like, man, I ain't going out there. Fuck that. So for you to just get out there like, man, okay, let me ask you. What's your marital status? Are you single, girlfriend, friends?
I put it to you this way. In this business, it's all about the trust. And if you is in a relationship, can she allow you to go out here and make your money and be a man to do what you got to do to survive out here in this world?
I'm married
to my money.
Okay, good. Hey, all right, I hear you. Because, I mean, I'm saying, you got, man, I mean, what, hundreds of women every night pulling on you? Man, probably begging you to come home with them. I mean.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, man, I got somebody that I love and care about. And she's willing to allow me to be a man to do what I got to do for myself. So, you know, it just take a confident woman to understand that this is what a man is doing. He's out here making his money.
Okay, and that's some real shit. But now let's talk from the man aspect of it, man. I mean, I know it's some in order that you be like, okay, yeah, I'll take you down. I mean, how do you just like, all right, you know what, I'm going to keep this professional every night?
Well, you know what, bro, since you want to go there, I'm going to go there with you now. I'm the wrong one to ask this too, because I'm going to give it to you butt naked and in the raw. First of all, as a man, you know, we dip. We do things we shouldn't do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't saying I've been perfect in this whole thing because it's hard to be perfect in the exotic world. If any man that's a male exotic dancer told you he ain't never touched anything in the industry as he been dancing, he's telling you a lie. I'm
okay.
Not going to tell you that I ain't never touched nothing. I have touched. I have played. Yes, I have.
I'm just saying, I mean, but I know the money comes first. I know it's like, okay, my money overall, money over bullshit. That's pretty much the bottom line. And I'm pretty sure y'all all agree with that, you know, because, you know, with us doing this show, you know, we run across this, that, and the other, but it's like, all right, business first. Now, Ms. Della, I got to ask you. Man, let's just keep it real. I know you see some shit fucking with these goddamn male strippers. I mean,
well,
it's Sin City. We totally uncensored, so I know you
okay.
see some shit. And I know it's like, I know that you didn't walk past it. You trying to tell, okay, hi, delicious, what you want me to do? And this motherfucker got a motherfucker anaconda hanging between his legs. I mean, what do you do?
Okay, well, no, that's a very good question, a very interesting one. Because I've been around this for so long, And I have developed really strong bonds and friendships with entertainers in this business that I know. Huh? Oh, yep. that I know that I can yep. separate business from that. Now, I am a woman first. Now, if I see a slanger banger, that's what I call him. If I see a slanger banger, I'm a book. But I'm going to make sure that I keep it business because now it's business. You know, and what I used to look at them as, oh, my God. Now I look at them as straight. Okay, thank you for coming. Thank you for doing my show. I appreciate you being on my show and whatever. You know what I'm saying? I have to separate the business from what my eyes see.
So, in other words, what you're saying, you pretty much like, yeah, I mean, how bizarre.
I'm not going to say it's not hard. Trust me. I'm not going to say it's not hard because it's some very beautiful, sexual, sexy, woo, but.
Like myself.
Oh, God. I can't say that about my brother. But, yeah, that it does make it difficult to look up in the face and not in the crouch. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh. I ain't going to lie.
Sound like she's right, describing me, man. Sound like she saw me before, sorry.
We can bring you into the entertainment now.
Okay, now, hold on a second, man.
Let me just.
I just got to know.
You said if I got a slanger banger?
Yes.
Okay.
I ain't talking about no 6-7 inches. I'm sorry. For me personally, from what I've seen, the women. Some don't have to do nothing but just pull it out and all the money rains. So I'm just saying, that's just my personal preference, that you got to have at least 9, 10, you know, you got to have some.
So what you're saying is if I came to you and I'm like,
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
You're going to have to work what you're saying, bro. But like my brother said, it's all about your confidence, your swag about yourself. If you could go out there and do your thing, the women going to love you. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that confidence.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you get- Go ahead, brother.
Okay, I got to ask a serious question. Okay, now, for you guys to be in this business for so long, what do you say to the people that says that exotic dancing is nothing but another form of, I don't know, prostitution, porn, or whatever?
That's you, buddy.
What would I say about prostitution as far as in the entertainment world?
I come to you like, okay, well, you tell me, well, I'm an exotic dancer. I'm like, oh, you ain't nothing but a prostitute. That ain't nothing but porno. That's all you promoting is porn. What do you tell me?
Well, I tell you this. I tell you what, you sit back and watch me make this money, and you tell me, am I prostituting or am I putting on the show?
Okay.
There's a difference between prostituting and putting on a show. Prostituting is exactly what it is. You prostituting. You selling your body for her to be excited. Entertainment is you dancing so she can go home and please her man. You giving her something to think about when she go home.
Okay, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. I'm a dancer. I'm one of your dancers, right?
Right.
I'm there to entertain the ladies. I know I'm doing what I do. But then I end up going home with somebody and accepting money. Would that make me a prostitute?
That makes you a hoe. That makes you a hoe. It's the difference. It makes you a hoe.
Once you leave that show, see, listen, as a woman, as somebody as a patron that went to shows, it's all about selling the fantasy. Nobody is having sex up there. See, that's the difference. See, you're talking prostitution, now you're talking about selling your body for sex or for whatever.
Right.
They ain't no escorts. They ain't none of that. They putting on a show. So do you feel the same way when men go see women on the pole? Do you feel like she's a prostitute because she's on the pole? No, she's there to entertain you. She just happens to get money doing it. Any form of entertainment. When they hit that stage, that's what they're doing. Now, once we say, we clap, oh, wonderful job, and you get off the stage and you feel like you want to go fuck after you leave that show, that's on you. That's your morals. That's on you. That's not what that is. That's not what this is. And I would say that to anybody, and I've been going for almost 20 years. That's not what this is.
Okay. Now, okay. I got to ask Body one question. How many motherfuckers you think you done got in trouble?
Man, a whole bunch of them. I tell them, don't hang with me if you got to go home. If you got to go home, you got to go home, don't hang with me.
I'm going to ask you this. How many ladies you think you got in trouble? Let's just say, you up there, you doing your thing. I mean, like you said, you selling the dream. So now when she go home, how many ladies you think they came home? Oh, Mr. Body. Ooh, Reggie. How many times you think that didn't happen, dog?
But you know what? I don't even know, bro. But I tell you what, if she did go home and bang her husband and thinking about me, that was the best sex he'd had in a long time.
What, testify, preach, because I'm going to say it. I done came home and did some things that I done seen on the show, and he was like, I don't care where you learned it from, how you got it, but thank you. I didn't have people come from my last show, family member come up to me and say, cuz, I don't know what happened at your show, but when my girl got home, he gave me the high five. My brother was on the phone with me, and one of my other brothers came to me and said, I don't know what happened at your show, but my girl, high five. Yes.
In other words, hey, your car breakdown, you're going to have motherfuckers come to pick you up. Look here, man, I'm going to have to come pick you up until you get to your motherfucking show. Look here, Body, you just need to keep doing the same shit you did the other night, because the shit my wife did when she came home from you, I mean, fuck that, you got to get to the show.
Exactly. And that's
how it goes,
too.
Hey, man,
let me ask y'all this. Let's say I wanted to put on a show. Okay, I'm in Minnesota. Let's say I wanted to put on a show, right? I want to use you guys to put on a show. How much money would we be talking? I mean, would I have to pay each individual dancer? Do I just pay the company? How does that work?
Well, if you promote us through Delicious, then it's going through the company, which is her, which is Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. Now, we her toys. We Delicious toys. So we always send our clients to her so she can book us. Now, when she book us as a whole. So when she book us as a whole, it's an individual price each man, but it's through the company. So she chooses what she's willing to cut back, what she's willing to save. But our prices, it varies. It depends on where we're going, how long is the ride? You know, we actually out of town on the plane. As they drive, as we driving, as we getting on a plane, it all depends. But it all runs through her.
Now, would your client be responsible for your traveling?
Yes, they would.
Let's say I want to pay you guys to come up to Minnesota.
Yes, you will.
I mean, I know
I have to pay you
to perform, but do I have to pay travel costs too? Is my question.
Yes, you will. Yes.
Okay.
So if we drove to Minnesota, and say it was $200 for me to drive to Minnesota, so it's a $400 price for me to drive up there, then you would pay for me to drive up there.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, that's what's happening. So I'm
I'm saving you money, because if you put us all on a plane, it's going to be a whole bigger price.
I can imagine.
So if we say, you know what, to cut your price down, keep you from spending a lot of money, we'll drive up there. You just pay for our gas.
Well, see, that's not a bad deal. Now, okay, Della, I got to ask you, auditions. If a motherfucker want to audition for you, if he want to say, all right, look here, I want to get in Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. I mean, hey, what is the audition requirements? I mean, what would he have to do?
Well, first of all, I have to set up something with my brother because we both have two different sets of eyes. He has a set of eyes because he's an entertainer. I have a set of eyes because I am a woman, and I kind of figure that I kind of know what women are looking at and what they're looking for because I've been going for so long and listening to the ladies. So it has to be something that both of us, it would have to audition for both of us, not just myself. If I see somebody, a little eye candy, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, get his number, whatever, and set it up with my brother. See, we are a business and we are a partnership. I don't do anything without my brother, and he don't do nothing without his sister. Because he's been in this so long, I look for him for guidance. So with us doing this, we do everything together.
Okay, let me ask you this. How do you guys break the tie? Let's say he's down, you're not. How do you break the tie?
You want me to answer
that? Yeah.
All right, well, the way we would break the tie is we would just come to an agreement. Ain't no tiebreaker. It's just either yay or nay. If she say, well, you know what, I think for the ladies, he would be a pleaser for the ladies. Sometimes I sit back and say, you know what, sis, I'm going to give you that. I give you that, we'll go ahead and take a chance on it. We'll do that. 9 out of 10, when I do that, she be correct. You know what I'm saying? And 9 out of 10, when I say something, I say, well, I don't think that's going to flow, she'll look back. She say, okay, cool, we'll go with it. And it comes down the line to say, you know what, bro, you was absolutely right. We trust each other's judgment. We trust each other's judgment.
And then another thing that Body had made very clear a couple of weeks ago when we was talking, everybody got to start somewhere. Let the women judge. We might see it and we'd be like, you know what, fuck it, give them a chance. Let's see. Because everybody think they got that confidence. Once they hit that stage, it's a different story. You dancing in front of 300-400 women. You know what I'm saying? You trying to put on a show. You don't know. We've been to shows with women and booed them off the stage, threw change at them, all kind of stuff. Just did 500 stuff to them.
Damn.
Body.
Damn. Not change.
You throwing me quarters?
Hey,
right back of the ass. I don't want your damn quarters.
But you know what? You got to keep your professionalism though.
Yep. You
got to keep it at all times, even if it's something you don't like. If it's something you don't like, I've had women, and when I first started dancing, I had women say, oh, he ain't going to make it, he ain't going to do this, and he ain't going to do that. Oh, he's arrogant. Oh, he think he got, you know, he's this and that. And I had to change my attitude for these women. You know, I used to walk in there with an arrogant. That's how me and my sister became close, because she used to tell me, you's a jerk.
We used to fight all the time.
She actually brought me down to earth like, bruh, you good, but come down with it. You can get more money if you stop being so tight and so arrogant like you this whole show and you not. So she had to bring me down to that, you know what I mean? And to this day, I thank her for that because that's how we became so close because even back then I was willing to listen to her, you know what I mean? Sure. And that's why, you know, as an entertainer, you have to be willing to take the good with the bad. You're not going to always come out and make a big night dancing. You know, you come in there, women ain't gonna always tip you big money all the time. Sometimes you got to know that you're going in there to do a show. You get what you're coming in a dance for, and extra exactly what it is. It's extra because the women don't have to tip you. They can just sit back and watch the show, buy their drinks, and sit back and relax.
Feel like they didn't already paid their money. We paid this certain amount of money to get in to see you. There's no guarantee that I'm going to go in my purse, my pocketbook, or my bra and give you my money. There's no guarantee of that.
You got to make them women look at you and say, man, he put on a hell of a show. And it starts with your stage presence. If you ain't got stage presence, and that's where your confidence come in. If you ain't got that, you doomed in the beginning of the show. And these women, they can see that. They can pick up on that.
Women watch the men from the time they enter that door to the time they hit that stage and even after you get done dancing. They're looking at your smile. They're looking at your personality. Do you come in and greet the women? Do you hug them? Do you take the time to give them to take a picture with them? Do you give them the time to just have a little conversation with them? That's women. You know, that's us as women anyway. You know what I'm saying? We want to feel like you gave us a little something, a little attention. Be like, girl, I never would have thought he would even come over here and say anything to me. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how we was when I first started going, and I was 20-something years old, and I'm in my 40s now. That's how long I've been around this. But we was introduced to men, and we was like, oh, my God. You know, so, I mean, yeah, it's all about what he's saying. Everything my brother's saying is true. But women do that. You know, we don't like the ones that, you know, feel like, ugh, you know.
Okay, now, with that being said, all right, body, one of your best nights. I mean, how much did you, how much did you just rack up on one of your best nights?
Man, you know, my best night's always my birthday show, man, because I put on a hell of a birthday show, and my guys, you know, my guys do. The most I ever walked out on my birthday show was 4,000. That was in Tuss.
God damn. Oh, man, I'm in the wrong profession.
I thought you
were going to
say that. I'm about to give up radio.
Yeah, I'm about to give up radio. 4,000?
And it's like I say, bro, it's all about your personality and you know, how people betray you, man, how you betray yourself, actually, as far as how you perform, man. And, you know, like I say, man, I come a long ways. I done battled some of the top dancers and lost to some of the top dancers. And made a lot of friends in this all around the world. You know, it's good for you if you make it good for yourself. And not, like I say, all money ain't good money, but when you making that money, it's good money. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I can understand that. Now, with that being said, like you said, you made a lot of friends. Okay, now, I mean, I'm that motherfucker that's sitting on the front row giving the damn female money. I ain't never been behind the scenes or nothing like that. So I want to ask you, like, you see in here, like, I know some female strippers, you know, and I've been to shows where she like, well, that bitch thinks she this, that bitch thinks she that. And, well, I'm finna go outdo her. Do the men act like that? I mean, is it some bitch-assness when it comes to stripping with the men?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, of course. And anything you do, that's one thing about this, it's all a challenge. Anything that's a challenge or anything that's competition, yeah, you're going to have that hateness in there. You're going to have it because if you go out and put on a hell of a show, it ain't that he hating on you, especially if he behind you. He looking like, oh, shit, I got to go behind him. This man just went out here and did this. How do I compete against that? All that do is make him have to bring his best. He don't bring his best, it ain't my fault. It's your own fault. Now you got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what was your problem.
Well, I mean, okay, so, like, you saying it's more of a competition thing than the bitch assness.
Yeah, it's more of a competition thing. It ain't that the dancers hating on each other because he made more money. He hating on the fact that the dancer went out there and actually did an excellent show and he got to compete against that. Just imagine this. Say me and you. I'm number four and you number five. I just went out number four and I did my thing. And you hear, you can't see me because you in the back getting dressed, screaming and shouting and ooh, ooh, ooh. You hearing that. So you back there like, damn, what is this nigga doing? What did he do? I can't see what he's doing. How did he do this? What did he just do? Now you a dancer, walk back there, you like, man, what did he do? Man, the nigga just told the stage up. I don't know what to tell you. So now he like, oh, man. Now he goes out here. Now say he flopped. You feel like he flopped because of me, but no, that ain't why you flopped. You flopped because you didn't bring your best.
Okay. I just wonder, was any motherfucker backstage looking like, oh, this motherfucker, he looking like he got 12 inches. Motherfucker, let me go pad my shit up a little bit. You know, I mean, do motherfuckers even get like that? Because, I mean, like I said, I didn't see women. I didn't been behind the curtain, though. Don't ask me why I was behind that curtain, because I paid my money. But I've been behind that curtain, and I heard strippers like, I'm finna steal that bitch G-string, or I'm finna steal that bitch outfit, or I'm finna hide her shit. And
well,
I'm like,
you know,
damn.
As far as men, we don't do that, man. We compete You know, you might have, you know what, I'm going to tell you where the men's biggest fall at, since we're going there. Men's biggest fall is women, because everybody trying to hit the same woman. That's where they fall come in at, but they fall don't come in as far as making the money. They fall comes in between these women. When they try to play with this woman, not knowing that this woman was playing with him, but she didn't tell it. So now you got the dancers in between each other and fighting with each other about a woman. It ain't got nothing to do with the money. And see, that's
damn,
why these dancers, they
woman,
need to separate. They got to separate it.
A woman. Dog, yeah, y'all got hundreds of women out there, and he mad about this one particular one.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. In this industry, you get that woman that got that ooh-wee, and somebody else find out she got that ooh-wee, and she willing to share that ooh-wee with you and him, yeah, you're going to have competition. And yeah, these niggas going to get mad because he mad that she gave that ooh-wee to that nigga. You feel what I mean? So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Right. That's why you need to – that's not why you need to separate the business from pleasure.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. All right, before you hit the stage, right, it's all entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you first hit the stage, do you like pick somebody out of the audience who you gonna like focus on, or do you focus
no,
on the whole
I block,
entire
I block,
audience?
My sister tell you, I block everything out. When I come out, I'm already in the zone. My mindset
yeah.
is already there.
Yeah.
My mindset is already there. She'll tell you. I talked to her about what I done about my show and what I'm gonna do on my show before I even do my show. Because then when I go out, I'm already set to what I'm going to do. And I go out there and I just look at the whole audience and I just go.
Okay. So
I
you
go
don't
and
like,
I do what I do. I don't pick a particular one. Now, if I got one that's giving me all that attention, yeah, I'm going to play with her. I'm going to play with her for a minute. I'm going to use it as one of my props. So now I still capture that whole audience because when I'm playing with her, I'm still looking out in that audience to get their attention also.
Now, if
okay.
it's a birthday girl, you know, now, shows, if it's a birthday girl, a bachelorette party or something special, yeah, they give them women, you know, special attention because they're there for a reason other than just seeing the show, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Yeah, they'll do that. But when my brother in the zone, like most of them are, when they in that zone, you have to get in that mind frame. You know what I'm saying? This is not no joke. If this is your job, just like we're doing this radio right now, if this is your job,
yeah.
you're going to take it seriously. You're going to go out there and bang it out.
Okay. Now, I've been to a lot of them, and it's like I done seen some of the male strippers. And I think what my man Timon was trying to ask, because it's like it always seems like the stripper or the male dancer, he goes for the one that you least expect him to go for.
Right, like he's giving her own little private show, even though he dancing for everybody else.
Yeah, it's like it always seemed like okay. For once, like I went to one, and dude, he, they were crawling over him. They were crawling over him, and he went to the thickest woman that was there, and I mean he flipped her, scooped her upside down. He amazed the whole crowd. You know what I'm saying? When he flipped this girl upside down, he amazed the whole crowd. Now, I was like, God damn, that's a strong motherfucker.
So you asking, do they pinpoint certain women because they think that's what's going to bring them more money?
More attention. Yeah, more attention. Like, you know, it's like, damn, that was a hell of a move. Because, I mean, the guy, he was, you know, I would say he was probably about, I would probably think he was probably about 210, 220. Now, the woman he picked up, you know, she was a healthy girl. She was
okay,
a healthy
so
girl.
I see where he's going. You know where he's going. You know where he's going with it because we just talked
nice.
About this.
You being nice. You being
ain't,
nice.
Ain't because we just
let me
talked
go there
about
for you,
this.
Bro. Let me go there for you, bro. You want me to go there for you, bro?
Yeah,
why
please
you
do.
The big girl?
Why you want
you
me to go there for you, bro?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing, bro. They pay what they weigh.
You say that again now?
They pay what they weigh. They pay what they weigh. If you give them attention, they're going to enjoy you and they're going to show you love. So when they see, when other big women see that you can handle a big woman, they're going to give you that same attention. They're going to tip you, too. And then, now, not only that, they want that attention, too. So after you done pick up, you ain't going to have to go to the gym because it's going to be 2-3 more want some attention, too. So you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to play with them, too. So your game as far as in that gym has to be on point. Because, yeah, you have heavy women and healthy women that do want attention in the crowd. And them healthy women do show you love. I'll be honest with you. Most of my shows and private shows that I do are for healthy women.
Okay. That's what's happening. So, like I say, you can't be – that's why I say, like, you got some people who are just, like, physically fit, right? And
right.
You got, you know, he looked good, but you really got to be in that gym. You really got, you know, you really got to take this seriously. It can't just be no, well, you know, I look good. Fuck it. I can go do this.
Now, don't get me wrong, too, bro. I done seen some of the smallest brothers that don't even have to pick a woman up, but he can do all kind of flips, tricks, slides, all that, and make his money. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
You ain't got to be the strongest. As long as you know how to work a woman and work with what you got, you gonna be okay. You're going to do what you do. Because I know some that ain't big at all. They got nice frames, but they not big and they can do their thing.
Okay.
You'll think they be all up on the wall and the ceiling and everything. You be like, man, did he just do that?
I ain't even about to call nobody out. Go ahead.
Man, but they,
true.
You know what I'm saying? They're getting down.
Yes.
You got to
bring
your game, bro. You in this business, you got to bring it. If you don't bring it, you ain't going to eat. And that's how I'm looking at it for all the years I've been in. If I don't bring it, I'm not going
to
eat.
So what y'all saying is I need to put Father Time in the gym right now so I can get him ready for next summer.
Yeah, man. Get him in the gym. Get him in the gym and come holler at us.
Okay, that's what the timer. It's on, dog. I gotta get you in the gym.
Now, get me in the gym.
Yeah, we gotta get you in the gym, dog. We gotta get you ready. All right,
man. What's your name gonna be, bro? You got a name? What's up? You got a name? What you gonna call yourself?
Got a name.
We're gonna have to work on his name. We just gotta try. Hey, Body said he gonna help us, man. He say he gonna help us get you in there.
Man, I got you, bro. 100, I got you.
See, nah, we got you. Sin City presents. Now, hold on, y'all do. Wait a minute, before we even go any farther, y'all got a show coming up, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
All right, I mean, we got a lot of people listening. I guess everybody's scared to talk, but we got some people listening. So let everybody know what's happening with this show.
Go ahead, sis. I'm going to give you the flow. Take it.
What? I get to have it back?
Man, you got it. It's yours, sis.
Well, Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment and Hard Bodies Entertainment presents Mission to Please. I heard it was a cry out in Gary. You know what I'm saying? The women felt like they wasn't getting pleased enough. So I felt like I had to call my soldiers in. So we're going to have a show July the 11th at the Link Bar on 7th and Broadway. Tickets is only $10, $15 at the door. And when I tell you that my soldiers is coming and they ready. We got Mr. Body leading it off. We got Night Rider. We got Samaje. We got Confessions. And then, I'm not even done yet. Then I got Big Stallion, the King of Chicago. Then I got Soul Desire and rounded it off from St. Louis Chop, what's his name? Chop Shop. Woo! Yes. When I tell you my squad is ready, they is ready. And I want the ladies to come out. I want them to come out and grow. Just bring all your girlfriends, your mama, your grandma, everybody. Just come and have a good time with us. We're going to set it off. We're going to take Gary off.
Don't forget, sis, you forgot something. Doors open at 9, showtime at 10.
Oh, well,
ladies,
yeah.
Early arrival.
True that.
9 o'clock, doors open, ladies. Be there. 10 o'clock, showtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody got tickets, too. Everybody. So you can reach out to anybody. We all got tickets.
Now,
flyers are circulating and everything.
I see we got the designated the sex therapist. We got you see on here we got our own designated sex therapist. Her name's Janine. Her name's Janine on here. So Janine, you with us?
Yeah, I've been listening.
There she go. There go our designated sex therapist.
I like that voice though. That voice is hot. How you doing, baby girl?
I'm doing fine.
Man.
How are you?
Mm-mm. Let me tell you something. I'm an entertainer, so I got a question for you though. What's your body type?
What's my body type?
Yeah, what's your body type? Is you 5'2", 135 pounds, thicker than that thing, or thicker than a Snicker? What's your type, baby? What you working with?
Nah, I'm real thick. I'm thick. Mm-mm.
You thick?
Yeah.
How thick is you, baby?
I'm like 5'6". Keep my hair red. Light skin, smooth skin.
Ooh, boy, she a red bone.
Man, I like.
Ooh.
Man, I can put some marks on you, baby. I can put some marks on you. Man, that's what I'm talking about. Whew, I got this fresh bottle of baby oil over here that I ain't even opening.
Oh, Lord, my body. Lord, my brother.
Man, what you
want to
do, baby? Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
You single?
My skin's smooth. I do not need baby oil.
Ooh, that baby oil ain't for you, baby. It's for me.
Ooh,
that
baby oil
is
for me, baby.
Oh, God. Well, I'm interested.
And
do you have a question for us?
You don't need no oil for me.
Yes, I do, baby. It's for me.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do with that baby oil.
Wow, look at this. Wait, look, I got a question.
You will never look at a bottle of baby oil the same again, I promise you, baby.
Oh, wow.
Damn, my man loves his baby oil, boy.
I'm finna go to Walgreens, Family Dollar, somebody go give me some baby oil.
Hey, you don't have to do that since. You don't have to do that since they had 2 for $5. I got one for you.
Oh, okay. Hey. Yeah, my brother looks out for me. I love my brother.
Janine, I think in a nutshell what my man Body trying to say.
You'll be a well fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know if you can handle this.
I'll
put it on.
Let me be quiet. Hey, baby, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't just talking to be talking.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do?
What you want to do?
Something.
I'm in Indy.
You in Indy, baby?
Yes, I am.
Ain't nothing for me to get to Indiana, baby. It ain't nothing.
Oh, I'm from Gary, so I know where you at.
Well, let's do this then. Matter of fact, you come to the show. Matter of fact, we'll see you at the show. How about that?
How about that? I'll be there.
And when you get to the show, you come to me, and I'm going to let you know. You're going to know who I am anyway. You're going to already know.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you who I am. But when you see who I am, me and you, we're going to talk about this.
Okay.
And then we're going to get on this. We're going to get on this show again after the show.
Yeah, we're going to see how that baby oil thing works.
Yeah, we gon' see. You wanna see? We gon' see. Hey, matter of fact, if you scared, you wanna be part of my show? You wanna be part of my show, baby?
Part? What you mean?
I always need a prop. I need a prop. Can I use you on my show as a prop?
Oh, sure.
Okay. You know what I'm gonna tell you now, baby. All goals in my show.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no secrets. I want you to be all open, baby. Get what I'm saying?
Did I just hear a door open up? Like, that was
wrong. I want you to be all open.
My lips are tightly closed. My lips are tightly closed. They not that open, Cass.
I don't need them to be open, baby. That's where the baby oil come in at. I need your doors to be closed. We gonna open them up. We gonna loosen them up, baby.
I'm telling you.
You know what, man? I got to give you props, man. I got to give you props because
yeah.
No matter what happens, no matter what you say,
you always seem to slip baby oil up in there some way. That is very, very clever.
Hey, that's my gadget. I gotta use that. You know what I mean? I gotta keep that going.
All right, can I ask you? All right, y'all got the show going for the ladies. If time permits, I'll come to the thing just to kick back and enjoy myself. Well, is there gonna be a show for the fellas? Do the fellas get a show?
You know what? And in all fairness, because my brothers has been asking me, so I'm gonna try to squeeze something in there in between the time that we got the shows up for the ladies. I'm gonna try my best. I really am.
Okay. So I guess my next question is, do you go on stage?
Who, me?
I've been trying to get her to come out.
He just said it yesterday.
I've been trying to get her. I'm telling you, if she come out, she going to set it on fire.
I'll kill it.
I'll set it on fire.
I mean, I don't know if they ready for me to bring my bedroom behavior to the stage. I don't know if they quite ready for that yet. I mean, they do got plus-size dancers, you know what I'm saying, entertainers that could kill it too. So I don't know. I might have to come out and represent for the big girls one time. I don't know.
Man, the young lady on the phone, I think we can make her a dancer too. What about a baby?
Yeah, the way she's talking, you talking real confident, and that's what we like.
Man,
you might have to send me some pictures or something so we can see.
Let me give y'all a little background. This motherfucker done did everything from shit. She done swung on the pole, done swung in the motherfucking swing at the motherfucking bars and everything. Danced on stage. And the motherfucker looked like she only 22. So, hey.
Oh, we need
that.
That's what
I'm talking about.
We need that. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, we need that. Yeah.
I'm very mature. I just don't look my age. I just don't.
I don't know, baby.
Oh, that's even the better.
Your name is Miss Body. Your name might have to be Miss Body Girl.
Now, I see, like I say, man, we got a gang of people listening. If anybody want to ask my man Mr. Body, y'all want to ask Della any question, all y'all got to do is press 1 and, you know, ask away, because I know I'm trying to get to the show. I mean, hell, when is amateur night? I think that's more our speed time.
You know what? I think I want to do that, Body. I wanted to bring that to you, too. So what you think? I think we should just have an amateur night one time.
You know what? We don't need to have an amateur night. We just need to have an amateur on the night of the show. Anybody that think they can do this and they want to do this on the night of the show, please come out and we will allow you to give you 5 minutes of fame to show what you can work with.
So, is that for everybody?
Hold on, y'all. We got a question. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Caller, what's happening? Who it is? 239. Okay.
Don't be scared now.
Don't get nervous.
I mean,
right.
They
I don't know. Wait, Body talking about this baby oil. They might be nervous.
Right.
Don't get nervous.
Body done talked about that baby oil shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They probably got scared. Like, you know what? That's okay.
All right. Well, look.
Okay. I'm ready for my question.
Well, it's for your brother, though. Let me ask you a question, man.
Wait a minute, somebody, that's 239?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Who is this?
My name is Kayla.
How you doing, Kayla?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You got a question for, who you got a question for?
I got a question for Miss Delicious.
Okay.
Delicious. What is your motivation behind what you do? What motivates you to do what you're doing right now?
Well,
it's a good question.
Yes, it is. What motivates me is the fact that someone told me that I couldn't do it. At any time that somebody tells me but I can't do, I'm going to push even harder to prove that I can do. Because not do I only want to be one of the best promoters.
I want to be one of the best female promoters in somewhat seems like a male dominant industry. I want to be taken seriously, and I want to show that no matter what you get into, you're never too old to achieve what you want. I'm very proud of the fact that I just finished my associate's degree and going for a bachelor's, so I'm not no fool nor no dummy. I'm a very smart businesswoman in this. So my family is one of the biggest supporters that I have, and I thank you for asking me that question.
You're welcome.
Man, I could just see it. I hear you, and that's some deep shit. But I don't want you running around acting like Suge Knight once you get this big show going. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you walking up to
this
the strippers.
This ain't Death Row.
I'm just saying I don't want you walking up to the strippers asking them.
Wait,
you owe me some money, motherfucker.
I'm right. So glad you said that. You know how Suge got on there on the Source Awards. If you tired of people dancing on your shows, if you tired of people doing flips while you dancing, if you tired of people trying to get money after they done danced and now you dancing, come over to Delicious and Hard Bodies Entertainment. We got you.
Oh, that was
we
right
got
on
you.
Cue, though.
We got
that
you. You know what I'm saying?
That was right on you.
Body, we got him right. You know, ain't no trailing. We got you.
Okay. Let me ask you something. How real was the movie Magic Mike? Is it really like that?
You know what? I'll put it to you this way. As far as entertainment, all entertainment is real, and it's showing some of the qualities that we have and some of the quality things that we do. You know, when I see the previews and I see Chocolate City, it's on that level of what we do. The only thing is, it's not TV. What we do is real.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is TV. They promoting what they see us do. Pretty much. So we want to thank them for going out there and doing what they see us do. So they're getting it from us.
Okay. Now, let me ask. Della, I want to ask you this. Now, you brought it up. You said you want to be this is a male. You are in a male-dominant industry. I mean, I can imagine. Have you caught any flack, like real flack from, like, the male promoters, like, you know,
You know what? I am my hardest critic. I am harder on me than anybody else can be, and my brother can tell you that. And so far, nobody's come to my face with it. You know how the buzz is out there because I came out of nowhere in certain people's eyes. I came out of nowhere, not knowing that I've been in this and was introduced through a good friend, Slippery When Wet, from Indiana. I was introduced to this years ago. When these guys, when Dog Pound and Foreplay, all these cats got together and was dancing, they sat me down and showed me the business part of it. I was just young and really wasn't like, okay, I heard it, but wasn't in it. So they can look at me however they want to look. Just know I'm a force to be reckoned with. And I'm always going to stay humble because that's the thing about it. What I'm doing for my city, it's because I want to show that the women can have a good quality show at a good quality price with good quality dance.
We open Tuesday at 6 a.m. Tuesday.
So they could say whatever they want to say about me, and that's fine.
Okay, so
I'm still going to do me.
You ain't ran across no dollar bills then yet.
At 6 a.m.
I haven't ran across who?
Dollar bill from the Players Club.
No, I got my brother, because at the end of the day, my brother going to handle that before he even get to me.
Okay, that's what's happening.
All I got to do is say boo, and he got it. So I'm not even worried about it. Honestly, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we good over here. As far as the entertainment world goes, she really don't have anything worried about anybody being upset or mad about her doing it, because a lot of these dancers already know who she is, and a lot of these dancers have been around her. One thing she's always done, even as a female coming to the show, has always kept a good attitude with the dancers. So now that she's doing this, the dancers are open arms with her. Like, hey, come on, do this. We got you. You need us to dance, we here. You and Body need us to do whatever, hey, we here. We respect you, and we appreciate the fact that you're doing this. So we're going to come out to Gary, and we're going to help you out, and we're going to do whatever we need to do that you need us to do as entertainers. And that's what's getting her through now. It's not just so myself, just because of the attitude that she keep and the people that she keep around her is the reason why she's able to come out now and do what she do. Me, I'm just a guide. I'm just her brother to be out there. I do what I do. I'm an entertainer. But at the same time, I've promoted, and I'm a promoter also. But I'm giving this to her. This is her base. I'm just here to be there and be that backbone when she needs me. But she's
aww,
a good woman.
I love you.
And I love you too. And that's what it's about, bro. It's about when you put people around you as good people, that's what
right.
you need in order to grow. And anything to grow,
right.
you got to have the right people around you.
That's right. You can't surround yourself with negativity. If you can only have a circle of two or three, then keep that circle of two or three. Don't introduce a whole lot of negativity and BS in your circle, because you're not going to thrive that way. My brother came to me and said, sis, see, I did my first show all by myself. And I was so stressed out. My brother came to me and said, sis, this won't happen again. You got me. We're going to put the team together, and we're going to do this. And our sole thing is we all going to eat. It ain't about no one person. It's about everybody. And I think if more people had that mind frame, we all can succeed in a lot more than what we're doing. We don't need to act like crabs in the bucket, pulling each other down. No. No matter what we're doing, that's our sole thing. We all go eat. That's what my brother said. And that's what we're doing.
No, we're not open yet. We open Tuesday.
That's exactly what we're doing. You see, he on the job now. You see that?
Right.
We on the Tuesday, motherfucker.
He gonna make money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
You gonna make money.
We just heard you hollering. Look, we on for Tuesday, motherfucker.
You know what I can't holler at at all times. I gotta stay professional. Even at my real job, I have to
right.
You know what I mean? So he
want to say it though.
Please, I do want to say it, but I can't. So
trust me. Look here, dog, you preach it to the choir. Cause I mean, we ain't hit serious radio yet, so we still got our day jobs. But trust me, it's a lot of times when you be at your day job, you be like, oh, just okay, Lord, help me. Let me just not say this. Let me not cuss this bitch out. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I don't want to cuss this bitch out, but God damn it. I mean, because it's funny that you brought that up, because I was talking to Della last week? And we were trying to get everything squared away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually at work, and the lady was just like, you know, the lady was going at me hard, and I'm like, I'm looking at the lady like, and maybe I probably should have been on the phone while I was at work, but fuck it, I was trying to make sure I got y'all on the show. And the lady just going hard, and I wanted to tell her so bad, bitch, would you shut the fuck up? Don't you see I'm on the phone? But I just had to be like, okay, all right. So trust me, bro, I know how you're feeling.
It's the same way in the entertainment business. It's times when ladies get on our nerves and they say things that they said, we have to ignore them. It's the same way. We have to ignore them. Some of the things they do, we have to ignore it, and we got to keep that professionalism and keep doing what we do. And that's what's going to make you eat and eat even more.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm pretty curious about what do they say?
I'm not ignoring ladies. Now, we was talking about sucking y'all dicks. Y'all wouldn't ignore that.
You know what? We're not talking while you doing that neither.
Right, and there you go. Say it again, brother. Say it again.
We ain't talking why you doing that. If you look at my face and you doing that, you know what the hell you doing. I'm in tears because it's still good as hell.
I said if I'm talking to you about sucking your dick, you wouldn't have nothing to say about that, about them words.
I'm going to grab your head and put it down there. I'm going to see what you're going to do. I ain't going to open my mouth. I'm going to grab your head. I'm going to grab you by your hand. I'm going to put you down there. I'm going to see what you're going to do so you can stop talking. But I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Do what you do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish a motherfucker would. You know what? I feel like before you even finish the sentence, all you going to hear is you.
You were saying. Right. What would you say? Excuse me?
Hey, you were saying.
Hey, I'm curious to what women be telling you, man. You say you have to ignore some of the shit that they say. What are some of the things they be saying?
Well, put it to you this way. It's like when you first, I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm going to use myself as an example. When I first started dancing, you know, women was like, oh, he ain't gonna make it. He ain't gonna do nothing. And you get women that say, oh, I know him. He used to go with my baby, with my girlfriend's sister. He ain't shit. He's a hoe. He did see that.
Oh,
you
know, damn.
You feel what I'm saying? So you're going to hear that, oh, he think now that he's in the entertainment world, he this, that. Oh, he think he going to do this. He need to go and pay that child support since he say that's her baby daddy.
How many times I've heard that one.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you hear stuff, so you got to, you know what I'm saying? And then when I took the blood test, guess what? The baby wasn't even mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ain't have enough sense to come back and say, oh, you know what, buddy? I apologize. But she don't know I heard her, though. She said it loud enough for the whole place to hear.
Right, and that gotta be an ultimate. I mean, you sitting there, you doing your show, and the motherfucker busts out, oh, he all on stage doing that, but he won't pay his child support. You know all the women gonna rally behind her. Oh, fuck him, he ain't shit.
Well, no, not necessarily, because if they know you, they already know what type of person you is anyway. Because in the business, you always got that one woman or you got them women out there that if you, and I'm going to go here too, if you just slept with them and you not messing with them no more, they mad at you. So they're going to say what they're going to say. They're going to do things to try to throw you off and have these other women against you. But the thing is, in the business, like I said, you got to always keep that positive attitude and shake that off.
Oh, well, yeah, you right about that, because, hell, I heard that we run a porno site. So I'm like, God damn, huh? You ain't shit. You doing porno now. I'm doing porno. Huh? Where the fuck that come from? So, yeah, I can understand what you're saying. So, I mean, but in the sense of it, like, okay, you and Della, y'all going hand-in-hand with this. I mean, Della, I'm asking you, like, how hard is it, by that being your brother, how hard is it to stay professional when you just see them just constantly coming at his head over, they coming at his head over bullshit? Bella still with us?
Bella?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. People are texting me like, are you on? Are you on? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm here. What was the question?
I was just saying, I mean, by that being your brother and all, and everybody, yes. I know, you know, he probably have his fair share of, you know, bullshit that he got to go through. How hard is it for you to stay professional about it? Like, you know, you see a motherfucker coming at your brother, your first instinct is to protect. So how do you manage to just stay professional about it at all times?
Well, my brother can handle his own, for one. But I'm never going to let anybody disrespect him or anything like that. And you, any line of business, you should be able to know how to stay professional. But every now and again, I'm just going to be honest, every now and again, it'd be that one time that you might have to step outside your body, because sometimes people can't understand when you're trying to be professional to them, and you might have to get on their level in order for them to understand where you're coming from.
So, in other words,
and then you just bring it back, you know what I'm saying? So, in layman's terms,
sometimes you just got to smack a bitch. I keep telling
you. Sometimes you might have to step one or two.
You can say what you want to say.
In her defense, what we do, if we get it like that at a club, we put them out. We just say, you know what,
yeah,
you got to
right.
go.
Right.
You got to go. When they get too ignorant, we tell the security, hey, put her on up out of here. Now, when you get ready to put them out, now their whole attitude want to change, but at the same time, you got to go, because when you was acting the way you was acting, you wasn't thinking about that at that time. So So now you got to go. Now if you got 8-9 girls with you that's joined the show and you clown, we ain't got to say nothing to you. No way. They finna get on your head. Because now they got to go. Because 9 out of 10, you didn't even drive. They done drove you there. So now instead of letting you sit outside in the parking lot, they got to take you home. Now they pissed.
Yeah, you got a point there. Shit. Okay, so now, when can we get an indie show? When can we get a show down here in Indy?
Funny that you asked me that. One of the dolls that happens to stay in Indianapolis got a phone call from a young lady that does a lot of shows, different concerts, events, and she got the hookup on several venues. So, again, like I said, because we already have things contracted and, you know, set in stone for shows in Gary, we got to find the time to be able to do something up there and promote it correctly. One thing that we don't do between the both of us, we don't half-ass anything. If we don't feel it's enough time for us to do what we need to do, then we'll step back and redo it. We'll just have to do it another time. So it's all about the time frame. That's all. And being able to do it correctly. I'm not going to throw a show in 3 weeks. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. Not me. No.
Okay, I understand that. But what y'all saying, it is a show coming to Indy soon.
I don't know. No.
I'm going to ask you a question again.
I'll put it to you this way. If the time frame allow us to and we find a vendor, you're going to be the first one to know about it.
Right.
I accept that answer. But I'm going to say it's going to be a show coming to you. We ain't saying soon, but shit.
How you going to accept his answer? It's the same thing I said. You weren't hearing that, huh?
No, y'all. You was like, yeah, no. My man say, hey, we gonna set it up. What my man say, we're going to do a Sin City in conjunction with this delicious dollhouse. Hey, we gonna get something popping, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. We would love to do that.
Find us a venue down there, man. And we work together, and we make a success out of this, man. I say, my motto is we all eat.
Right.
We all eat.
So
man.
Now I'm throwing it back to you. Find us a venue. Find us a good one. Not no back alley stuff. Find us a good venue, and we'll get it cracking.
All right, okay, I'm on the job, and while you're at it, see, why not? Hey, we can go to Minnesota too, man. I mean, hell, we can't leave out Minnesota.
Hey, it's nothing.
Hey, let's do this. Let's do this. Y'all want to go to Minnesota? I already told you the deal on Minnesota.
I already got people in Minnesota, so I mean, if you want to go to Minnesota. That means she got to debut on that show then. You going to have them ready?
I'm going to have time ready.
You got to have your partner ready. How can we come to his city and he don't get on? Come on now.
Don't worry about it.
He going to be ready.
Okay.
Get him ready then.
He going tomorrow to pick out his G-string.
Hey, this is what you do. Hey, take your shirt off and rub some baby oil on your chest and get the wiggling in the mirror. You'll be all right, I'm telling you.
I never liked you anyway, pretty mama.
Oh,
oh, man. I'll just say, man, we got to get you ready, man. We got to get you ready. Coming to the stage. We're going to have him with a Father Time outfit on. You know, our Father Time had that robe on with that beard. Then he's just going to strip up out of it. They already got the concept, dog. I got the concept already, dog. We good.
Okay. Well, now we're challenging both of y'all. Find us a good venue. And we'll put something together.
All right, we on that. And matter of fact, I'm going to make sure that me and Janine, we going to help look for that. Janine, you going to help me look for a venue for him?
Sure.
Hey, Janine, you got a venue for me and you, baby? You got a venue for me and you? While you working on venues, work on one for me and you, baby. I'll come down there right to Gary where you at.
that's cool. You got a woman, too?
Baby, let me tell you something. You don't need to worry about if I got a woman or not. If you want to play, you want to be with me, don't worry about it. If you got a woman, I ain't asked you about no man. I can care less about you.
I'm saying, do you got a woman to bring with you to be with us?
Excuse me, Sin City listeners, it just got real.
Hey, you know what?
I got three phones, I'm glad you said that. Somebody don't know who they talking to. So Sin City, it just got real real. She don't know who she talking to. It's okay, y'all. She didn't know.
Now hold on, we gotta bag our girl up now. She ain't just talking, but I'm gonna tell you this, I believe you, but I'm just telling you who you talking to. I believe it. He's gonna make her a believer too.
Fifty Shades of Grey ain't got nothing on me, baby. That was a movie.
That's reality on the phone right there.
Man.
I'm going to tell you right now. I know, Body, when she just told you that, I know what you wanted to tell me. I really do.
I'm going to tell you.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Hey, bro, this is what I'm going to tell Janine. Janine, I stuck a golf ball through a garden hose, baby. I would suck your insides up out of you, girl. Do you hear me? You would not have no insides messing with me. I would stick my whole head up your butt.
Well, goddamn, girl. I think it's only one thing to say after that.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Right, I agree.
WWF, baby, let's do this.
Oh, Lord. Do anybody else got questions?
Callers, please. Please. Delicious is on the phone. Do anybody else got questions? It got a little bit too real for me.
Insides out?
Damn.
Yeah, you heard him right.
Insides out?
Yeah, he ain't. Let me shut up.
Man, I'm stuck to your gut, baby. Your ovaries. I can tie your ovaries with my tongue.
Now, what my girl liquor store at? Liquor store, where you at? I need liquor store on the phone. I don't know. Oh my God.
Somebody, please call in and ask Delicious a question.
Man, because you. Somebody, please ask me a question. Hold on, we got a new caller. I need a line. We got another caller.
Liquor store, what's happening?
You rang.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Now, I know you didn't hear the show. What do you think?
I've been listening all along. What'd you ask me, guys?
Now, I was asking, I think Delicious just wanted somebody to ask a question.
At this point, man, I'm a Democratic. I'm sorry.
I say it was getting a little too real for you. Wasn't trying to hear
No, because I know how my brother could be. So that's what I'm saying. once y'all get my brother started on something, I just tongue-tied everything.
Nah, I gotta tell my man body. This is what we do every Tuesday and Wednesday, man. So hey, you ain't doing shit, feel free, call in. This is what we do, man. This is family, man.
I love to talk on your show anytime, any day, bro. I'm gonna call you on a whim, man. We gonna talk.
Hey. Dog, this is what we do. You more than welcome. See, I say we all about having fun, man, just enjoying ourselves. Like I say, and we love to promote, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do, man. We trying to get this thing, it's a Midwest thing, man. We trying to get this whole Midwest thing cracking.
I want to ask a question, though. I want to ask Liquor Store a question. Why they call you Liquor Store?
Right, that was mine.
what I do for a living.
Well, technically it's Lick Her Store, but you know, we just call it Liquor Store.
Well, Liquor Store, do you like it licked from the crack of your ass to the top of your back?
Absolutely, but you're not gonna outlick me. I'm just telling you right now.
Baby, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We can lick together. You lick, I lick.
Yes, we can.
Man, let's lick them then. Let's lick them. Matter of fact, we got Janine over there that want to be licked up. You can lick her up together.
Now, honey, baby, I talk to Janine every week, okay? I already know where Janine is at.
Man, can I join y'all? I want to join y'all. Can I join y'all?
Can I
join y'all then?
Can I intervene for just a minute? Listeners, anybody that wants to come to the show and see some licking, we having a show July the 11th at the Link Bar on 7th Broadway in Gary, Indiana, where you can see somebody get licked from the Ruta to the Tuta and everything else, stick whole faces of people's asses and everything else. So, okay, back to the program. I'm sorry, I just wanted to put a little shout out.
I'm going to need you to be here.
All right, what you say? Once Mr. Body gets going, it's a wrap. Hey.
Oh my God! I'm trying to do it.
But the young ladies, they still ain't answer my question. Can we do this? Can we join?
I mean, absolutely. So, I don't mind sharing my spotlight. I don't mind sharing the clip.
Oh my!
So I don't mind licking the clip.
Well, and I don't mind fucking the dick.
Oh, so
funny. Sounds like you're too rich. We over here rhyming. The click, the dick, man, the stick. Man, let's
do it. Yes, freak. Everything.
Man,
let's do it. Let's just do it. Yes.
Man, let's just do it. Matter of fact, sis, you want to watch?
Yes, and I was just going to say it. You know your foot. But
yes, you can watch.
Yes, I am. I'm going to pull a chair with the fattest blunt. Yes.
I don't mind an audience at all. I bet you want to
know. Well, y'all do know this is Sin City Radio production, right? All right, I just got to let you know that, Miss. I got to let you know that, Mr. Body, I will not be cut out.
Oh, we got you. We got you.
Hey, you pulling a chair with me?
We got to put you, bro, because it started on your show.
Right. Exactly. You pulling a chair with me? Or you playing with it? Or you pulling a chair with me? Or you getting in where you fit in? What you doing?
I'm going to push you in there, too. So it's just going to be. Yeah, move over.
Kaz. Kaz. Kaz been scheduled for a good dick sucking. I don't know where he been.
Hey, Kaz, if you ain't ready, I'll take your place. If you don't want to do it, I'll do it. Tag me in, bro. Tag me in. We can play Kaz, bro.
Oh, my.
Now, if you're too busy, let me know. I'll still eat.
Oh, man. Hey, you're the first person to call, too.
You ain't scared, is you?
Oh, don't, man. I fear no man of very few mammals, so, you know, we good on that.
Man, I'm telling you, I put a hippopotamus to sleep. I hit her from the back, and she'll go to sleep.
Oh, boy. Hey, like I said, only in Sin City. But like I said, man, hey, you more than welcome. Hey, man, I love your vibe. I love your energy. You more than welcome to come back on the show anytime. Like I was telling Della, you know, make sure y'all call back next week, the week after, all the way until the show's getting ready to come on, man, because, you know, hey, I had no problem with promoting y'all, man.
Man, we appreciate it, bro. And we love you for that. And we want you to come down on that night, man. Enjoy yourself, ladies. Come down. Enjoy yourself. Come hang out with us. Come show. I want y'all to see what the whole show is about. Not just me. Yeah, I'm talking. But I'm going to put on a hell of a show. I promise you that. But I want you ladies to come out and see the other brothers that we got to show y'all. Once again, you know, that's July 11th at the Link Bar. 752 is the address. Broadway, 9 o'clock. Doors open at 9 o'clock, showtime at 10. Ladies, please be there early because we not holding no seats. That's how down it's going to be. We damn near out of tickets now, so please make sure you come in there and have a good time because we sure going to give you a good time.
So I got to ask a question right quick. Bella, I mean,
yes.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, Mr. Body. Hey, I hope y'all had the greatest show on earth, but I need somebody. I'm going to need somebody to sit with.
Aww.
You know what, bro? I'm going to sick some on you. You want me to sick somebody on you? I got you.
I'm trying to sit with Dallas.
Okay, you can sit with. Come sit with my sister. That's what you do.
Wait. Hold on now. How many you talking about
sticking on? I'm talking about men. Men, you think you can handle? How many can you handle, bro?
Oh, because
body
okay,
weight is old.
Wait a minute. Hold on, brother. Let me get this one. You said you want to sit with Bella, and then you said how many can you send over? Once you've been with Bella, it ain't no more sending over.
Oh, damn.
Put the thing on.
What you're telling me, once I sit with you, I ain't going to want to sit with nobody else. I promise you.
Sending nobody else.
Damn. Okay.
We ain't brother and sister for nothing.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
What?
The apple don't fall from the tree now.
Right. Don't get me started. Yes. Whatever. Anyway.
Della, I gotta tell you, I'm notorious for one thing now. I make a motherfucker see flowers in the snow. So you gotta.
Okay.
Hey. Come on now, shit. Hey.
Oh, okay. What do you say? Throwing up and turning in the sunshine. I had you call it. Hey, where mommy? I ain't coming back home. What? I'm telling you.
Janine, gas up the pace, Janine. We headed to gears.
No problem. My door is open.
Bring on friends.
We got a liquor store in the back seat, and we got my man Father Ty. He flying in from Minnesota. We better have some fun over here.
Man, let's do this. This man, we all one big family. Let's get it in. Let's get it cracking.
Oh,
man,
Lord.
But you know what, man? I'm gonna try my best. I'm really seriously gonna try my best to get that, man. I just wanna see how the show goes. You know, and I'm hoping that I'm hoping y'all have much success on it.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Come on, have a good time with us. We want everybody. It's all about having a good time. It's about bringing the fantasy to the ladies with some sexy hot guys that we got coming in and just having a wonderful time. May I add that Lola's Closet, which is sponsored by my cousin Jasmine Booker, which happens to be one of the dolls, is giving away a big prize to the lady that's dressed best in theme, which is the red, white, and blue. We're doing it because it's right after the 4th of July weekend, so we just keeping, you know, right along with that thing. And whoever's dressed in the best red, white, and blue, y'all going to have a beautiful prize waiting on y'all. But you got to bring it. Bring your sexy and creative on. Just for
okay.
the ladies.
Oh, hold on. Miss Della, before we even get off here.
Yes.
I want to say it right. I want to make sure I don't mess it up. Is it the nerve-wracking massage?
Oh, yes, my first baby. Yes, I am a certified massage therapist. Yes, I am. And my business is nerve-wracking massages. Allow me to work on your nerves. Yes, I have a very soothing, calming touch, and I specialize in Swedish massage. Yes, I do.
Well, you do know I'm finna ask the question, and I know you hear it all the time.
Go ahead and ask it, because I already know.
Happy endings?
No. 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 If you're my man, yes. If you're my plaything, yes. You'll get more than happy endings, and it won't be with my hands.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. What do you mean? I do happy endings. I do.
Oh, my God. I was waiting on them. Lord.
I just want to hang out with you, buddy.
No, you don't.
Hey, he's an animal, and I love that. I love that. That's what I'm saying. Buddy, when I get back.
You know what, bro? I'm a Scorpio, too. I'm a Scorpio.
See, that's why he act like that.
Is that right?
Ooh, then her voice go 3 hours.
You my Scorpio sister? You my Scorpio sister?
I am.
You already know.
Explosive.
You already know that. Let's do this.
Hot mess. Hot mess.
Yes.
I would take that. Give that to me. I'm a hot mess. Yes.
When I get down in your area, man, I gotta come kick it with you, man. I just wanna, fuck it. I'm just, he kicked you out the room? Girl, come on over here to 2B.
I ain't gonna kick out. I'm gonna see you, sir. I'm gonna have you ready already, bro. When you come here, I got you. You ain't gotta worry about it. They're gonna be set up for you. All you gotta do is, man, let me know. I got you.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I say this Midwest thing gonna crack. We gonna make sure it crack. And when they see us kick them doors open, shit, hey, floodgates is wide open then. Cause we gonna make this Midwest thing crack.
Man, let's do this. Janine, is your floodgates open, baby?
my juice is flowing already.
Man, I wish I could be right there to suck them up, too, because I know they're dripping all down your leg. You need me to come on over there and just sue that on up, baby. Man, I treat this tongue like a mop, baby. This is a mop over here. I got a tongue that'll slide through your legs, baby, and, man, hit you through your toes and make your ears jump. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, damn.
Wait a minute, buddy.
God damn.
You know what? That motherfucker.
You almost made me feel some type of way. You my brother. Damn.
That motherfucker just said shit. I ain't never heard
of talking like that.
I'm going to tell mama since I'm telling mama.
Hey, Body, what's today? What's today? What you think about today?
Man, today is, man.
What's today?
Good feeling wins.
No, not that day. Don't it supposed to be eat pussy day? Don't it supposed to be somebody supposed to eat pussy day?
So is, see? Damn, I forgot. It is Eat Pussy Day.
It's supposed to be National Eat the Pussy Day.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Hold on. Hold on before we even go any farther. Because yesterday was National Suck a Dick Day, and I didn't hear y'all hollering then.
Well, you
so
wasn't
come
here.
Bringing it up.
You wasn't
don't
here.
Don't come bringing it up then.
You wasn't here. I'm sorry. You should have came home. I'm sorry. I'd have had I'd have had you. I'm sorry.
Man, my sister would have sucked you so good you'd put your thumb in your mouth and went to sleep.
Right. You want it from the front or the back, or what do you say? I ain't never had it like that. What? Yeah. I'd have did some shit. That's what my brother said. Go on and hit the stage. Says, go on and hit the stage.
Man, dude, me.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry, this ain't about me. So,
I'm just saying. Fuck with me. I'm gonna make you feel like you was O.J. Simpson. You gonna have that run going on you.
No, okay.
Hey, I'm just letting you know that's what you hear when I'm fucking. That's what you.
No. All I hear is a bunch of talk right now. That's all I hear. So July the 11th, I want to see everybody that's on the line right now. I want to see them July the 11th. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, Indiana. Doors open at that right. Showtime at 10. Link
Before we get up off here, make sure you get an address and everything.
My god sister, which happens to be one of the dolls, got tickets. I could send her home with tickets, but she stays in Indianapolis. I could send her home with tickets.
Okay. What about our listeners in Gary? How do they go about getting tickets?
They could call me 219-617-9250. If you're in the Chicago area, you can call Mr. Body.
312-420-7568. Okay, that's what's up.
On Facebook, you can like Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment. You can get information from off of there, from the rest of the dancers, from the dolls, Mr. Body. You can get all the information off of there. Hard Bodies Entertainment, Facebook. Body got like 9 pages. Just type in Mr. Body, and you'll see all of them come up.
You'll see all of them come up.
You can see how sexy and chocolate his ass is. You get on my nerves.
hey, Janine. Go on my page, baby. It's Nathan Hard Bodies. Go on my page, and you know what I'm saying. Inbox me so we can talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying, my Scorpio sister.
Oh, that wasn't me. I'm not a Scorpio. I'm Aquarius. That was literally.
I love you. Guess what? I love you even more than the Scorpio sister. You know why? Because I got two kids by Aquarius woman.
Hey, I got it.
Once again, now my man gave it to you earlier, but you got words. I'm going to say, hold on, wait a minute. Oh, Aquarius? I love you too. Oh, you got some words. My baby mama is Aquarius. Oh my God. Yes.
I'm Aquarius, baby.
So, I feel like I'm getting the best of both worlds, an Aquarius and a Scorpio. I'm good. Let's do this. Man,
I didn't have me a great time. Thank you very much for inviting us on your show.
Oh man, wonderful time. Like I said, y'all more than welcome. But shit. Real talk though, y'all. Like my sister said, we had a real nice time talking to y'all. But we would love to see y'all, because when you having this much fun with people, when you can't see people and you talking to people like this, man, you need to bring it forth. You need to see each other. You need to embrace that love, man. That's what's wrong with us now. We don't embrace that love. You know, we easy to say we can do something, but let's make this for real, though. You know what I mean? Let's the 5 of us is on this phone, 6 of us is on this phone. Let's come together. Let's have a nice little drink. You know what I'm saying? Let's sit back at the round table. Let's watch the show. Let's enjoy each other. And, man, let's make this a friendship. Matter of fact, let's make it a family. I don't believe in friends. I believe in family. Let's make it a family. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And we got a gang of people listening. It's a gang of people that's just listening. So, like I said, Link Bar, July 11th. You know what I'm saying? Sin City going to be in there. We got Delicious Dollhouse Entertainment / Hard Bodies. Hey, it's gonna be a thing now, man. We gonna get in there. We gonna do the damn thing.
And
you left the address out, bro. You left the address out. 752 Broadway, Gary, Indiana. Doors open at 9:00. Showtime at 10:00. Ladies, please be there. We want to see y'all.
Tickets $10.15 at the door.
That's why I got a partner. That's what you do. You come in. When I mess up, you come in and you do what you do. I'm so for to get to the door. Like Mr. Body said, I could come in.
You good, bro. You ain't mad. You good. You'll be all right. We got a member of Hard Bodies Entertainment and a member of Delicious Dollhouse. One of the dolls will be sitting at the door, so they will be aware of our guest people we got coming in from Indianapolis that came to have a good time with us. That's what's up.
But y'all, look here, we got to get ready to get up out of here, man. We don't want them to cut us off. So, like I said, man, we had a great show. I love y'all being on here. If y'all ain't doing nothing next week, then free jump on there, man, just in case, because, like I said, we got new callers every week. So, hey, feel free to jump on here next week and let everybody know. Hey, it's going down July 11th, Link Bar. What's that address again, Mr. Body?
752 Broadway.
God damn, there you go. 752 Broadway. There you go.
We partners already.
Oh, right. Okay, then. That's what's up.
Damn. I'm trying to throw it to my man. That is
damn.
Hey, Janine, you better be my new baby mama. You better be my new baby mama, girl.
Damn. You the third baby daddy been on this show. Damn.
I don't mind being the third. The third is the best. The third is the best. She ain't gonna want nobody else after the third.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
They say three strikes.
You out of anybody ball game.
Wow. Hey,
shit, you done been motherfuckers' ex wives, baby mamas. God damn.
But damn, what I gotta do to get a baby daddy? What I gotta do?
Shit, let me come on to that show.
Oh, yes. Can we at least practice? I ain't got no kids, but it's always fun trying, though, right?
You know what? You just said this magic word. Long as we, I ain't having no more, so long as we can have fun doing it, we good.
Excuse me, Janine, is your tools tied? Because if your tools ain't tied, I'm going to tell you what's
up. Oh, my God.
My tools been tied.
They tied because I feel the sick, girl. I don't know, girl. I might work through that.
I know your tongue. You said your tongue gonna reach up there, so it might open some signs up.
Well, I tell you what I'm gonna do then. You know what? You absolutely right, because you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna untie your tools with my tongue, then I'm gonna stick it, dick in there, and we're gonna make a baby.
God damn.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sin City, for having us.
Hey, can the church say amen? Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Church.
Amen.
Tabernacle. Yes.
Here we go. Wait a minute. We got the preacher on the phone.
What'd
you say, Tamma?
I said, all y'all going to hell.
Don't say that.
Check this out. This is how we always end the show. We always end the show with a last word. So I'm going to start with you, Ms. Della. Ms. Della, you got any last words for us before we get off the air?
First off, I would like to thank you again for like the 50th time for having us on your show. I had a wonderful time, and I just want everybody to come out and support us. I'm a new and upcoming promoter. I just want to bring good things to my city so the women can have a good time. So just come and support us at the Link Bar, 752 Broadway, Gary, Indiana. Showtime, like you said, showtime is at 10. Doors open up at 9. The tickets ain't nothing but $10, $15 at the door. You know, just come and support your city. Come from everywhere. From everywhere, just come and just have a good time. And I want people to have the opportunity to see how I get down. You know, how we get down. You know what I'm
saying? That's what's up.
Oh, man, Mr. Bob. Hold on, dog. I feel like a G-Money moment, man. What about the brothers?
Well, they're going to get the show together for the brothers. She already said she's going to get the show together for the brothers.
My brother.
Yeah, okay.
Are ladies welcome at that show?
What, at the gas, for the guys?
Yeah.
It's a show for the ladies, baby.
No, I'm not talking about ladies seeing me.
Of course you are, sweetie. Of course you are. Mm. You're welcome. It's even guys welcome to our show when we're dancing. As long as they in there for the ladies to enjoy themselves and have a nice time, of course you are. We don't discriminate against nobody. You supposed to come and enjoy yourself and have a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
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 That is true.
If you're going to be there, I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, God. Your baby mama.
Man.
Baby mama, yes.
Baby mama.
That wasn't Janine.
know. I said baby mamas. You heard me, plural. Plural. Because when y'all, ain't no telling with him. I'm just saying.
Well, like I said, I come on 11th, Miss Della, you better have a seat right next to you, because, like I said, Mr. Body, you my guy and everything, man, but I'm not trying to watch you. I'm trying to get over to Della.
But I'm going to tell you a secret, though. I'm going to tell you a secret. The way I learned how to become an entertainer was watching the male entertainers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Amateur night coming up. Amateur night coming
right.
up. So
I might have
to steal some of your moves. Okay. I got you.
Man, I got a whole suit for you, brother. I got a whole suit for you. You'll be ready. Man, I got a whole fresh thing, baby oil for you, too, so you can use it on the lake. I got
you.
We might have to get a little incentive or something going just for the person that wins so we can make this a real competition. It's
well,
like a fight.
Okay.
My wheels is always running.
Look at you. I see.
Yeah,
all right, Mr. Body, you got any last words for us before we get up out this show, man? You got any last words for us?
Yeah, I sure do. You know what? My last words is, ladies, come out on that night, enjoy yourself, sit back and watch these dancers, because these dancers are entertainers. These are not strippers. What we promote is entertainers. It's going to give you a good show. That's going to make you sit back and say, wow, I want to come back again. I want to see them dance again. I like this dance. I like that dance. Matter of fact, I like them all. And that's what we presenting to y'all. That's what we want y'all to see. And Janine, baby mama, whoo, girl, you going to make me go into the alcohol and really put something on good for you, girl. Because this is going to be practice. Ladies, make sure y'all there because we getting it in. Ain't no rules, baby. We do what we do. We professionals. And ladies, once again, come out to the Link Bar, 752 Broadway, Gary, Indiana. Everyone, come out and enjoy yourself.
Everybody.
9 o'clock, it's the doors open. 10 is the show time. And man, whew, it's going down.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Lucas, so you ain't last word for us.
Yes, I enjoyed. It was real good. Hearing from you all and what y'all do, and if I can make it, I'll be there.
Thanks.
That's what's happening. Janae, what you got for us?
Janae. Well, I enjoy myself, yes. The dick thing.
Right. I'm like, Janae.
So true to my name.
But I know that's right. You're going to be my new best friend. I know that's right, girl. I ain't mad at
you. Know what? I'm definitely going to try to be there. I'm off weekend, so that's good for me. But,
right, no excuse.
You know, I heard you saying that, you know, you was going to get your education and things like that, and I want you to make sure you do that and strive for it. I know it's hard. I've been there.
Thank you.
But
yes,
when you get it, you know, you're going to be forever proud. So
Thank you very much. Keep going forward. Thank you. Like us on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Della Diaz and Donna, ELLA, last name Williamson. Like me on Facebook, I got a Rough Rider patch on. I'm going to stay true to my club, Rough Riders for Life, you know. So we calling out all social clubs, all bike clubs, anybody that want to come and see a good quality show, and we're going to have a good time. I promise you that. I guarantee you that.
That's what's happening. That's what's up. My man, Tama, what's happening? Take us on out of here, baby.
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. CNCRadioShow.com. I'm about to go to Walgreens and give me some baby oil, baby.
Me too. Me too.
Baby oil it up. That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. So next week, we up out this bitch. Peace.
All right.